If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus.
Mom is in Control, episode 35.
Welcome to Mom is in Control, where it's all about helping women redefine the beautiful mess called life and parenting and take back control of what they truly desire. And now, here is your host, Heather Chauvin.
Why I stopped listening to my husband's opinion. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening. But this is a really, really important podcast because I am so, okay, I'm going to warn you right now, this is an explicit truth, no BS podcast. So if your little ones are around and you are afraid of what they're going to hear or the bad words, earmuffs, earplugs, be mindful. It says explicit on iTunes for a reason. So here's the deal. I hear a lot of women say, oh my gosh, this is so, so exciting. I've been talking to a lot of women about the upcoming retreat, and gosh forbid spending money on going on vacation without your husband or your children is selfish. Bullshit. Here's why. When I first started, doing what I wanted to do with my life, as in actually living life on my own terms, meaning, wow, if I don't do anything for myself, I'm a miserable bitch. And I feel like my soul is leaving my body. And I want to kill everybody. And I want to kill myself. And guys, I'm not joking about this. So this doesn't feel good. And then all of a sudden, I would start doing things for myself. And I'm like, wow, this feels really good. I feel alive. I feel happy. I'm content. I feel on purpose. I'm focused. But guys, people don't like it when you aren't doing what they say. So when I started and I invested in myself, my first mastermind program, it was $10,000. Actually, no, before that I invested in a program, it was $1,000. My husband looked at me and thought I was fucking crazy. And I said, give me your credit card number. Because I knew $1,000 investing in that program was a whole hell of a lot cheaper than the divorce that was coming down the road. After that, I decided to invest in a $10,000 mastermind with the same coach. I told my husband, but I said, hey, honey, I just invested in a $10,000 mastermind. Or no. What I did say is, I want to invest in this mastermind. And he said, we can't afford it. And I said, okay, I'll make it work. So I made it work. I think he had to pay a few payments, but at the same time, I said, listen, it is cheaper than what it's going to cost if we don't do this. And I already understood this. And I don't think a lot of women do, because I talk to a lot of women who are really struggling, or the behaviors with their children are out of this world, or their relationship is so disconnected. And I say, what is it costing you? What's going to happen down the road if shit doesn't change? And you know what their response is? Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Because why? Because you sit here and you have an opportunity for change, but you're actually not creating change. You're just putting a Band-Aid on the problem because you think, oh, I've talked to somebody, so now the problem's going to go away. No, because you actually haven't made a commitment to do the work. Do you get what I'm saying? So going back to, I don't really, what did I label this podcast? Why I stopped listening to my husband. So it's funny now because when I started listening to myself and that little voice inside of me that said, Heather, you can do this, you can make it happen. Every single time I invested in myself, my husband said, don't do it. Why? Because of his money mindset, because of his fears, right? He wasn't coming from a place of abundance. He wasn't coming from a place of expansion. He wasn't coming from a place of possibility. And I love him dearly, and I know he's going to be listening to this podcast. And I will pre-warn him that I am talking about him on the podcast. But my point is that I'm aware of this. I'm consciously aware that this is somebody's lack mindset. And I have a choice where I can absorb it or I can just observe it. And so I was like, okay, wow, interesting. I can see his lack mindset, his very restrictive mindset, which is, of course, going to attract what he wants to attract. But that's not what I want to attract. Right? I am my own individual. Me and my husband are two different people. The life that I want to lead is in partnership with him, but I am not sacrificing my soul and my happiness just to make him content. I'm going to repeat that. I am not sacrificing my soul and my happiness just to make him content. That is not who he married. That is not who I am. And I am not going to sacrifice who I am because by doing that, I am not being of service to him. I'm actually not living up to the commitment that I made when we got married if I am not being myself. So I can still be of service to my family, right? I still take care of them. I still, you know, I'm here. It's not like, oh, hey, I'm a mighty bitch. It's what I say goes. No, I hold space and honor everybody in my family to live up to their highest potential. That's called creating abundance. That's called being of service. Do you understand the difference? So I hear so many people go, oh, my husband said no, or oh, we can't afford this, or oh, we can't afford that. Well, how about we take the we out of the equation and we start taking personal responsibility for what we want? And when you start asking yourself that question, you start saying, oh shit, because you realize you're in a codependent relationship. Hey, honey, I want to invest in this $5,000 mastermind. Hey, honey, I want to go on this retreat. So when I tell this to my husband, I say, hey, honey, I'm going on this retreat. Hey, honey, I am investing in this coach. Just to let you know, it's coming out of my pocket because I make money, I know what our bills are, and we can do it. Or, hey, I need to take this money out of the savings or whatever, having that conversation. But guys, your happiness does not depend on your children's success. Your happiness does not depend on your husband's success. So why the fuck are you filtering your identity, your purpose, your worth, when you can shit, what food you can eat, based on somebody else's approval? Now, I will tell you that when you do start to create your life on your own terms and you've been living in this bubble of being a people pleaser, you will see that they will start to go, what's going on? Mom's starting to not put herself first, but mom's starting to value herself as a human being. Mom's starting to value her soul in this body, on this planet. That's weird. I don't like that. Because they're comfortable, right? You've allowed them to treat you with the disrespect that you have. So all of this is putting a healthy boundary so that anger and resentment that you have will wash away. This is what we call healthy relationships. So know that the discomfort that happens in stage one will eventually go away. So I guess this is a long-winded approach as to why I stopped listening to my husband. Of course, I still listen to my husband and I love him dearly, but why I stopped listening to his fear. When I ask a question and somebody responds in a fear-based mindset, I stop listening. I only take advice from people who come from an open, curious, non-judgmental mindset. So my action step for you today is to journal on where in my life am I letting other people make decisions for me? Where in my life am I making other people make decisions for me? And that's it, mama. So I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com, get on the newsletter, because in the coming months, I have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of goodies for you. And I'll probably announce them on the podcast, but you won't be able to gain access to them until you get on the newsletter. Also, Anne-Marie and I, the lady who I am co-hosting the Sun and Soul Retreat, we are doing a free webinar on activating the life that your soul craves. And this workshop, this webinar is for women who are done with the bullshit and ready to live the life they truly desire. So how do you get access to this webinar? It's on December 8th at 10 a.m. We will have the recording. So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/activate. And that will be in the show notes. Other than that, we'll chat with you soon.
Thank you for listening to Mama's in Control. If you like this episode, please leave us a kind review on iTunes. For the full show notes from today's episode, hop on over to mamasincontrol.com.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.